Psalm 105, verses 23 to 38, that is our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. Then Israel entered Egypt, still explaining the route that God took the nation of Israel on. Then Israel entered Egypt. Jacob resided as a foreigner in the land of Ham. The Lord made his people very fruitful. He made them too numerous for their foes, whose hearts he turned to hate his people, to conspire against his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen, and they performed his signs among them, his wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made the land dark, for had they not rebelled against his words? He turned their waters into blood, causing their fish to die. Their land teemed with frogs, which went up into the bedrooms of the rulers. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies and gnats throughout the country. He turned their rain into hail with lightning throughout the land. He struck down their vines and fig trees and shattered the trees of their country. He spoke, and the locusts came, grasshoppers without number. They ate up every green thing in the land and ate up the produce of their soil. And then he struck down all the firstborn of the land, the first fruits of their manhood. He brought out Israel, laden with silver and gold, and from among their tribes no one faltered. Egypt was glad when they left, because the dread of Israel had fallen on them. Have you ever experienced a situation where God's great blessing made things worse? Well, that's what happened to the nation of Israel. After moving to Egypt to escape death by famine, God blessed them and made his people very fruitful. However, the growth in numbers became a threat, and soon Israel lived under Egypt's oppression. Today's passage recounts God's intervention. He sent Moses and Aaron to deliver the nation from cruelty and tyranny. God demonstrated his power with a series of supernatural actions. And finally, Egypt relented and was glad when Israel left, because the dread of Israel had fallen on them. The story of Israel's deliverance is a great reminder that we are never forsaken, we are never forgotten. Our God is a God who sees. He never takes his eye off those he loves. He is on our side. He's a great deliverer. So keep praying, keep waiting, keep watching. God never wastes our time. Father, thank you for being the great deliverer. Help us to wait patiently and expectantly for you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.